Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What does it mean to have a bad tree or a good tree? What does it mean to have bad fruit or good fruit? What does it mean to be a child of God? Both our writer to the Hebrews, whether again St. Paul or someone in that Pauline understanding and tradition, what he says is that you are sons of God. That is, whether you are male or female, you are treated as his sons in that you receive the full inheritance as of the firstborn son. Which means quite a bit when you look at the historicity of how this works. The firstborn son would receive the largest inheritance. Left for him by his father, he received the best, the choicest, all of these different aspects. We are not really his children in the same way that Jesus is. Jesus is eternally begotten of the Father. He is the only begotten one. Yes, there is a distinction between his sonship and ours. And yet when the Father looks at you and me, he views us in the same light as his only begotten Son. He looks at you with the same love with which he looks at Jesus. And that is really good news. It means we do not have to fight over who will receive the most inheritance. Rather, we rejoice because we didn't earn any of the inheritance. We deserve not a single amount of the inheritance. Because apart from Christ, we are bad trees. And the only fruit that we ourselves can bring forth is bad fruit. The ones who gather with Jesus, the ones who are for Jesus, the ones who confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, is the Son of the living God, they are his sons. Not illegitimately, but through adoption. And he points to your sonship as he points to his only begotten Son. He says, I have washed you. I have adopted you. I have made you my own. I have given you a new name. You have my son. I've given you all. To blaspheme the Holy Spirit is to reject the work of the Holy Spirit. So as the Pharisees look upon Jesus, they might reject who he is because of what he says and what he does. But they recognized that the Messiah would come. They believed in a working of the Holy Spirit. But to reject Jesus as the Christ, to reject the work that the Holy Spirit does of proclaiming the gospel, of working through the gospel, is to reject salvation. You cannot reject the work of the Holy Spirit. That is, as the word is poured out, we receive it implanted as a seed into our hearts. You cannot reject that word and work of the Holy Spirit and expect to go to heaven. The Spirit shows you Jesus. It says this man that lived 2,000 years ago, the one that every single person, as long as he's not lying, has to declare at least lived 2,000 years ago, that this Jesus is who he says he is. He is not some crackpot. He is not some crazy man or a lunatic. He is the Son of the living God. He is the eternal Son. He is the word by which the heavens and the earth were made. And he died for your sins. He paid the full price of your sins. And God stamped that invoice paid in full by the proclamation of an empty grave. By looking to an empty tomb, we see that the Father has accepted the Son's payment in full. We now have to pay nothing. God has made you his sons, his heirs, his children, through the waters of holy baptism. And now he sets you on a new path. He says, my son's death has paid your full price. Now live like my sons. Follow my words. Follow my way. Yes, the cross will be difficult to bear at times, but my spirit will be sent and he will strengthen you in this life. Follow my ways. Let that tree be planted in you. And let that good tree that is the Holy Spirit bring forth the good fruits that others may see Jesus in your lives, in your words, in your actions. Good works are not what save you, but they are a fruit of being saved. Walk now as children of the Most High God, as his sons, a little bit taller, a little bit prouder, but not in yourselves, but in who your Father is. You bear the family name. You bear the name Christian. Let others see Jesus in how you speak and how you act, in the good things that you would do, knowing that these good things are not to go to you, not that your left hand may know what your right hand is doing, but rather that they would see Jesus. Curb your tongues. Do not let evil things spew forth from them. Rather, guard them. Work on it. The idle word that men speak, and women too. These are things that we give an account for on the day of judgment. Yes, at the end of it, it will read paid in full, but recounting the stories of where we deserve, we will have to give an account. That's what the scriptures talk about. And this account is not just some private thing as you have with your pastor today. This is a public statement. But at the end of it, again, he'll point to his son, his death for you, his resurrection for you, and that it has been paid in full. Do not blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Rather, embrace the work that he is doing. Receive it with joy, so that on the last day, your tree be not cut down and thrown into the eternal fires, but rather that that tree may shine the glory of Jesus Christ for all of eternity. Be with him, follow him, gather with him, hear his voice, and do what he says. If you are a husband, be a Christian one. Let your wife see Jesus. Lead her as Christ leads the church. If you are a wife, let your husband see Jesus. Submit to him as the church submits to Christ. If you are a son, honor your father and your mother. Pray that your father would give you an example of Christ so that you one day, according to his holy will, may be a husband and father one day too. If you are a daughter, live in the joy of being your daddy's little girl. Let him take you up in his arms, hold you closely, and show you what a man is supposed to do. If you are not a husband or a wife, if you are not a father or a mother, live out the vocations that God has given. Let others see Jesus. Help your neighbor. Glorify God. Your words, your deeds, show that they are justified. Because Christ is in all and for you all. The church sings. In all the strife of mortal life, our feet will stand securely. Temptation's hour will lose its power, for you will guard us surely. O God, renew with heavenly dew our body, soul, and spirit, until we stand at your right hand through Jesus' saving merit. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.